Jorge Castro doesn't want to turn 50 and discover he's become just another American man slob. You have to start taking care of yourself when you're 40. You have to maintain the machinery because there's no trade-in option. So Jorge drinks orange juice in the morning, potassium, followed most days by oatmeal, antioxidants, and keeps red meat to once a week. When he wants a snack, he's apt to open a can of sardines. They're rich in omega-3s, also tasty. He does simple exercises in the morning and runs in the evening. Not overdoing it, but aerating those 40-year-old lungs and giving his 40-year-old heart a chance to strut its stuff. Resting heart rate, 63. Jorge wants to look and feel 40 when he gets to 50. But fate is a joker. Jorge Castro isn't even going to see 41. 2. His routine, which holds even on a night of fine drizzle, is to run from the house he shares with Freddie, theirs at least for as long as the writer-in-residence gig lasts, half a mile down from the college to the park. There, he'll stretch his back, drink some of the vitamin water stored in his fanny pack, and jog back home. The drizzle is actually invigorating, and there are no other runners, walkers, or bicyclists to weave his way through. The bicyclists are the worst, with their insistence that they have every right to ride on the sidewalk instead of in the street, even though there's a bike lane. This evening, he has the sidewalk all to himself. He doesn't even have to wave to people who might be taking the night air on their grand old shaded porches. The weather has kept them inside. All but one. The old poet. She's bundled up in a parka, even though it's still in the mid-50s at 8 o'clock, because she's down to 110 pounds. Her doctor routinely scolds her about her weight, and she feels the cold. Even more than the cold, she feels the damp. Yet she stays, because there's a poem to be had tonight, if she can just get her fingers under its lid and open it up. She hasn't written one since midsummer, and she needs to get something going before the rust sets in. She needs to represent, as her students sometimes say. More importantly, this could be a good poem, maybe even a necessary poem. It needs to begin with the way the mist revolves around the streetlights across from her and then progress to what she thinks of as the mystery, which is everything. The mist makes slowly moving halos, silvery and beautiful. She doesn't want to use halos because that's the expected word, the lazy word, almost a cliche. Silvery, though, or maybe just silver? Her train of thought derails long enough to observe a young man at 89, 40 seems very young, go slap-slapping by on the other side of the road. She knows who he is, the resident writer who thinks Gabriel Garcia Marquez hung the moon. With his long dark hair and little pussy tickler of a mustache, he reminds the old poet of a charming character in The Princess Bride. "My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." He's wearing a yellow jacket with a reflective stripe running down the back and ridiculously tight running pants. He's going like a house of fire, the old poet's mother might have said, or like the clappers. Clappers makes her think of bells, and her gaze returns to the streetlight directly across from her. She thinks, the runner doesn't hear silver above him. These bells don't ring. It's wrong, because it's prosy, but it's a start. She has managed to get her fingers under the lid of the poem.